So the law-abiding citizen deserves forgiveness, right? Right? But what about the murderer? The faithful spouse deserves a home in heaven, a reward, right? But what about the adulterer? A person who leaves the comfort of home and serves for years in a foreign land deserves salvation, eternity in heaven, right? But what about the person who rejected God all their life and then trusted him on their deathbed? Is God's grace fair? Well, today's passage is the conclusion of a story Jesus told about a man who hired workers for a day. And some workers went out early in the mornings. They started working in the vineyard. They went out about 9 a.m. He hired others to join them. He hired additional workers at noon. And then he hired some at 3 p.m. Then the final group he hired at 5 p.m., 1 hour before quitting time. When the workers lined up for their pay, everyone was given the same amount of money. Everyone was given, even the people who started at 5 o'clock. And the man who started early in the morning was none too pleased to learn that those who had worked less time received the same amount. So Jesus made this point. It's a point about grace. Matthew 20, 14 through 16. Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first, and the first last. The point of Jesus' story is not about a vineyard or workers or wages. This is a story about grace. Those of us who have been believers for years can sometimes start to think we deserve what God gives us. What a privilege it is for him to have us on his team. How dare he show grace to sinners? That's when he sternly reminds us that grace is a free gift that can never be earned. The quote-unquote good citizen and the murderer, the faithful spouse and the adulterous one, the missionary who gave their life in service, or the person who turns to Christ in their last breath, grace, that free gift, is available to all. So I think all of us would join together in saying this, right? Thank God that his grace is never fair. If it was fair, none of us would receive it. It's a free gift. That's why it's called grace. Some talking points. Thank God for his amazing grace that reached all the way down to you and me. And ask God to pour that amazing grace on all those in your family. Father, thank you for your grace. May those of us who have followed you for many years never begin to feel deserving. In Jesus' name, amen.